Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. There are different minhagim about whether or not women should say a birchas hagoma on their own after giving birth. One of the examples of a person who needs to say birchas hagomel is one who is chole v'nisrape, a person who's ill and becomes healthy. Certainly a yoledes, a woman who had given birth, certainly was considered ill, and when she gets better, she should say a bracha, a birchas hagomel. Hagomel chayavim tavos, shegmalani kol tov. There is a shul din in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Yates, whereby he says that a person can be motzi someone else the bracha, and by them answering amen, they fulfill the mitzvah. So Mishnah Berurah writes there in Sifkat and Yitzayin that just like a chaver is allowed to be yotze with his friend, certainly an ishto kegufo could be yotze with their husband's bracha. And therefore he writes that the minhag of ktsas anashim, a few men have the practice when their wives give birth, they get a bracha. And when they say a bracha, the wife answers amen. And by saying amen, she's yotzei her bracha. That's the practice brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. What's the reason? So the Mishnah Berurah earlier in the Siman Sifkat and Gimel says the tam hadavar is mishum the seder bracha zuhui bifnei asara. The practice is, and pi halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, we discuss this in a different daffin practice, the halacha is that you're supposed to say it in front of 10 men. The lav orech ara leisha, it's not appropriate for women to be in the presence of 10 men, and therefore the practice has become not to say birchas hagomel by women. Now some do have the practice, or Shlomo Zalman writes that in Yerushalayim, many women did have the practice, or do have the practice, of saying hagomel. There's yesh v'yesh, different minhagim among Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim, but I saw a very interesting Elia Rabbah for a different explanation as to why women do not say birchas hagomel based on today's daf of Shabbos, daf lamed beis. And what's that? So he explains that the reason why women don't say this, he writes this in Elia Rabbah, Siman Reish Yates, Sifkat and Yud Beis. He says the explanation he believes is Lanias Daiti is because since the Gemara in Shabbos says that women die based on their husband's averos, it says in the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Nasan Omer, Be'ovo Nidarim, because of the sin of a man's Nidarim, Mesa Isha Shel Adam. A person's wife dies, La'aleinu. So based on this, says the Elia Rabbah, it's entirely appropriate that Kevan, the Iker Onesh Isha Bechet Baila, that the punishment that's going to be inflicted on a wife is based on the husband's sins. Therefore, Yosher Tov Debal Yomerlo. The husband should dafka say the bracha. Not that it's to avoid the woman, but it's right for the husband to say in the bracha of Hagomel Chayavim Tov, and she should answer Amen to this. And that would be another explanation as to why the practice is for the husbands to say the bracha and for the women to respond Amen.